Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I hope the La Reconquistas know that the Revolutionary War in that 7.5 year war starting in 1776 on April 19th, I hope they know that on average the colonial forces fought 6-1 odds. And I hope they know that Americans, I don't care what color they are, Hispanic, black, white, Asian, who love this country and love our values, are not going to be beaten. And it's sad to see a people with a history of being slaves to the Spanish government and then Santa Ana and then to the PRI and now to the Fox crowd, totally enslaved, would be up here trying to destroy one of the only free countries left. We're talking to Al Garza. He is the national director of the Minutemen Project. We're going to be taking some of your calls but do you have any comments on what I just said about our revolutionary forefathers?
That's what America is all about, and that's what the Minutemen are about. And I'll tell you something else. We will stand tall, and if it comes down to toe-to-toe, that's exactly what we'll do. We will defend and protect America. That's the oath we've taken, and we'll abide by it.
Let's talk to Jim in Texas, then Sean, Malta, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm Mr. Garza.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, good. I come from an industry, construction, that was one of the first to be overwhelmed by the invasion, agriculture probably being the first. The construction industry has been decimated beginning more than 30 years ago. You know, you used to see a crew of black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and a ton of white European Americans doing construction jobs. Well, they aren't there now.
Yeah, you never.
Money.
I mean, literally, maybe one time out of 50 do you see whites or blacks doing the job because they're leveraged out of the market. An American has to have insurance. He's got to pay taxes. He's got to subsidize the illegals.
Right.
And the illegals come in, there's no way to compete against them.
And that's been going on for 30 or 40 years. And the reason nobody cared was because the average construction worker didn't have much money and they didn't vote. But speaking of voting, Mr. Garza, preferring the ballot box over the jury box or the ammo box, for example, as an agent of change, I believe that what we end up with is more of a Pandora's box, because we can't know, for example, these upcoming elections, we can't know the true position of any candidates. They're going to lie to us about what their true intentions are. And, you know, on the issues of the day, well, they cannot be trusted to give an accounting of what they're going to do.
So what's your point, Jim? Make your point.
My point is, would either of you agree with me that a candidate for elected office could be quizzed on essentially two issues, gun control and abortion, two things that China's great at, whereby if you want my guns, you probably want me too, and if you kill helpless babies, you're certainly not fit to serve in office.
No, I think that's a good litmus test. Thanks for the call. You think that's a good test, Mr. Garza?
Well, absolutely. In addition to that, I think what we should do is we should be considering strongly as Americans, and I wouldn't be opposed to it, a third party that would go in there and do the job that Americans want done. There would be a president that's obviously going to control things, and that's what we need. Right now we've got the Democrats that are not listening because they want the Hispanic vote, and the Republican is not listening because they want the cheap wages. So we're right in the middle. We're in a crunch. So by having a third party, I think it would be a good way to start.
I agree, and of course they also want to break down the borders, American Union. Chavez has shot that down for him right now, though. And, you know, all of this stuff is happening. And, you know, Chavez was correct when he said just a few months ago that America's really controlling Mexico. You know, Mexicans think they're taking over America. No, the big banks in New York are just letting them think that.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll take more of your calls. But I want to get into the violence. You know, the Minutemen have held back, even when they've been assaulted. But we've got mass murder going on everywhere here. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, I'm going to get back into what's happening in China, this poor lady being arrested, all the media spin surrounding that, play the audio clip of what she actually said, also play a clip where Bush had me arrested for asking a question at the end of his speech at a scheduled press conference they canceled many years ago, so we'll be playing those clips, so stay with us for that. Al Garza is the national director of the Minutemen Project, and it's MinutemenHQ.com. We have a link to it up on InfoWars.com. We're about to go right back to these loaded phone lines, Sean Malta, Paul BL, and others. But, sir, you know, you're from South Texas, you live in Arizona, I'm from Central Texas. Three times last year, and it's still in effect, they put out a State Department warning about Nuevo Laredo, Laredo on the Texas side. It's really one city with a river in between it, for those that don't know. I went down there as a kid with my parents to sightsee. I went down there as a college student to drink tequila, which I don't do now, folks, but most of us have done it. And you'll have a great time. It's a huge ghost town now. The people are begging for the tourists to come back. 800 dead on our side and their side last year, 800 and something dead. Rocket attacks, 50-plus Americans captured at one pop. Car bombs going off in Dallas, machine gunning deaths. Los Zetas, which the CIA, former DEA agents have said, is actually funding them and controlling the narcotics. Mexican gangs really feeding mainly on Hispanics. And then I go look at a lot of the new Tejano music, but it used to be pretty good in the past. Now it's glorifying the drug dealers, glorifying the La Reconquista. I mean, this is just, it is unbelievable. The carjackings, the burnings. They're in Arizona in one night, what was it, 13 fires, burning houses and cars down, running around. I mean, it is, it's a huge secret that the State Department said areas of South Texas and southern Arizona are more dangerous per capita than Israel's West Bank. Al Garza comments.
Well, that's correct. And thus, the Minutemen and also we have been declaring that we are virtually at war, that we should in fact engage our and deploy our military out to the borders. You do that, you will seize all these crimes and all these pathetic drug cartels that want to do what they want to do.
I've heard special forces colonels and others say that if you put 10,000 regular troops on the 2,000-mile southern border, it is over. But they can put out sensors. They can stop every single person trying to come across.
That's affirmative. And the reason they haven't done it again is chiefly because it's not economically practical for the politicians on the two sides. The Democrats were the one in the votes. And obviously the Republicans wanted the cheap labor. So it's right back to the same root, labor, cheap labor, and votes.
Well, for those that don't know, forest agents, FBI, DEA, their informants, sheriff's deputies have been killed almost on a monthly basis now the last few years, and it's kept very quiet. Imagine if Al-Qaeda terrorist or LCIA terrorist shot somebody, how big a news it'd be. I have interviewed the sheriffs who have caught, you know, on our side a dump truck full of marijuana and cocaine. This is in Texas. It runs. It gets close to the border. Mexican troops come across as the deputies are unloading the drugs, put guns to them and say, we're going to kill you if you don't give us our drugs back, and then they pull it across with a bulldozer. I'd love to see A-10 warthogs open up on those armored columns and start dealing with foreign military.
Yeah, if you do that a couple of times, they'll stop. See, the reason they keep doing it and pursuing the same old pattern is because we're not responding. We're letting them get away with it. But you respond out there with the military or even us old-timers that have been combat-ready for years. We'll go out there. If we are licensed to go out there, if we become authorized, we're not going to break the law, but we'll certainly put a stop to it.
You could be deputized by the governor right now.
Absolutely, but they refuse to do it because it's not economically practical.
Well, I want to go to calls, but two things that you made me think of when you just talked about that is that Rick Perry said, oh, I'm going to put 100 people in the next year on the border, and it's a few state guard, a few national guard, a few state police, on average 10 on duty per day at any one time in these shifts. 10 people on the Texas border is an absolute joke. He simply did that and had a big PR conference with Bush. Now, again, the 1,000 people getting arrested, that is 0.00004. If they did 1,000 a day for the next year, it would be less than 1% of the illegal aliens. This is an absolute joke, but it shows they're having to at least respond on the surface.
Yeah, they've got no choice now but to continue addressing it because we're not going to let up. We've made it publicly known that the Minutemen will not secure until we are relieved of our duties by the military, the Border Patrol, a combination of both, including fences, technology, whatever it takes. We will not leave. We are going to be the 800-pound gorilla there daily pounding on their table.
Well, I've read the Constitution. I've read the state constitutions. And, 7 years ago, when Clinton allowed the feds to have controlled burns that then burned down a bunch of states, the sheriff said, we're declaring our own emergencies, kicking the feds out and deputizing citizenry. Right now, those sheriffs could deputize you and give you the funding and put you guys out there with 50 caliber rifles to simply return fire and protect the deputies when Mexican troops shoot at you guys on a routine basis. I mean, would you like to see the sheriff start deputizing you guys?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we would take joy in it. And the problem we're having as Minutemen is that we've got to watch our P's and Q's because we've got not only the politicians constantly breathing down our throats, we've got the ACLU breathing right on us, monitoring every move that we make, so we can't do anything out of the ordinary, not that we're going to, but that makes it very uncomfortable because they've got the right to spy on us and monitor us, but we don't have the right to monitor illegal entries. I mean,
well,
that's
I've seen case after standard. I agree. I've seen case after case of Minutemen and others getting shot at.
Oh, and it happens in the Huachucas. Not long ago, we got fired upon. The Whetstones, not far from where I live, we got fired upon. Over in the Naco line, we got fired upon. The Three Points in Arizona by Tucson, we got fired upon. These people mean business.
Now, if you were authorized by the sheriff, you guys could return fire.
If we return fire, you bet that they would stop just like a doornail. But we just don't have the right, unless our lives are at stake. And at this point in time, again, we're very reluctant to do anything out of the ordinary because we initially started this thing and engaged it chiefly to bring awareness, and we've done that very
well.
You've
had unbelievable restraint and showed incredible fortitude and stoic repose.
That's right. And we bite our tongue. Me as a Marine, as obviously as loyal I am to this country, I bite my tongue every time I engage, for example, the ACLU at La Raza. I've got to bite my tongue. Otherwise, I would say things I shouldn't be saying.
I understand. But we're going to have the final victory against this, and they can't cover up all the people their troops are killing. It's starting to come out. How long ago was that that you guys had all the burnings, all the arson?
That was, this is 206, I think it was last year.
Yeah, last year, and I believe it was, 13 houses and cars got burned in one night?
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It's been going on before, but again, the news, the media wasn't covering that kind of thing because it just wasn't the appropriate thing to do. Now they've got no choice. Even when I get interviewed, sometimes oftentimes they'll misquote me. They're still very reluctant. I have a feeling the drug cartels are really the ones behind all this.
Oh, we know they are. Sela Castillo, former chief DEA agent in Latin America, said that on this broadcast, and he's from the same area as you in South Texas. Same story, you know, great patriot family. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Sean in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on with you again. I'm moving to Arizona next month, and I certainly plan to stand with Al and be a Minuteman volunteer as well.
That'd be wonderful.
I also want to speak to a point. There's a lot of professional people who, like myself, who are engineers, et cetera, who listen to your show, Alex, and I want to implore them to participate, to volunteer, to get the word out, because our rights, our way of life, your paycheck is at stake here.
Yeah, we're under military and economic and cultural assault.
And I'll tell you, I talked to my friends, they're mad as hell about it, and the thing of it is people have to get to the point of taking action, and we've got to take action, we've got to stand up for our rights, because no one else is going to do it for you. The elected politicians, they're bought and paid for, you know.
Well, I agree with you, Al. There's been a lot of bravado and arrogance, whatever you want to call it, machismo, from the La Reconquistas, but I'm starting to see that they're getting a little bit scared. I mean, a lot of what they're saying is talk.
Well, it has been talk. At first, they thought they were going to kind of blow us away and frighten us. Well, I sent them a very strong message, even the Bon Beret. If they want to toe-to-toe, let's do it the right way. We'll toe-to-toe. We're not going to break laws. If anybody's going to break laws, it's going to be them. But we're not frightened. We know what they're... Their plan has been, they've had a very well-planned, and by the way, they have executed their agenda quite properly, but we're on to them. And that's what they didn't want. And again, the Minutemen, I feel, are responsible for that. We expose them.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call, and I'm glad you're going to Arizona. That's very exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Malta in Denmark, and then Paul and BL. Malta, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's very sad what happened in America. I've seen the same here. The police are doing nothing if you go to them with any one of these. I'm not sure they are legal or legal, man.
That's right. You're getting overrun by Eastern Europeans, Arabs, and others.
And now, Eastern Europeans is mafia, I think, many of them at least.
But they're burning your cities down.
Yeah, but some places I will never visit. And I mean, these... there's actually something in the Constitution that gives illegal aliens no rights, but they don't use it.
Al, it's the same thing everywhere.
Exactly right. And then, again, when we address illegal immigration, we use the umbrella. We're not saying specifically one nation or it's unfortunate, and it's a fact that Mexico has obviously probably 90% of the illegals coming through.
Yeah, it's the worst offender.
Yeah, it's the worst offender, absolutely. But other countries do exist. They people of interest, people that want to hurt us, are in fact coming through the borders. And he's right. A lot of people don't understand the Constitution.
And there are some real terrorists out there.
You better believe it.
I mean, we just caught this Chinese guy trying to sell 2,000 shoulder-launched missiles that can take down Boeing jumbo jets. Al, do one more segment with us so we can take some more calls.
You got it, pal.
And we'll come back and give out the website as well. Stay with us. Thank you, Mulder from Denmark. Great call. All right, other callers, Paul, BL, others. We'll get to you on the other side after this quick break.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com.
Project is our guest, Marine Corps Vietnam veteran, great American patriot, in the footsteps of Paul Revere and the great men at the Alamo. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Paul in Atlanta, then BL and others. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to tell you I am a PrisonPlanet.com subscriber. I am a former National Guardsman. I served during the Desert Storm, and I got to tell you, I'm also an immigrant. I completely disagree with everything you and Al Garza here are talking about here. I think you guys are talking about attacking this problem at the surface and not at a deeper level. Sealing the borders is not going to do a thing. You're talking about, you know, just doing something superficial. It's not going to stop the drug inflow. It's not going to stop violence in Texas or Arizona or New Mexico or anything.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe me, or have you checked out the head of Chicano Studies saying now all whites must die and the killing needs to start soon?
I have, Alex. And look, like I told you, I'm an immigrant. I came from Argentina.
But I'm asking you, sir, we're not supposed to get upset about that.
I'm not saying you're not supposed to get upset about it.
Because I'm not laying down, buddy. I'm not laying down.
Who told you to lie down, Alex? I'm telling you that you're attacking the problem at the wrong end. If you want to talk about sealing borders, why don't you go and seal a border around Walmart or Nike or these companies that set up sweatshops down in Guatemala?
I spent the first hour on that. I absolutely agree with you, sir.
I mean, they pay these people 5 cents an hour to make shoes. What kind of future is that for Guatemala? I've got the answer for you, Paul.
We are addressing that as we speak. As a matter of fact, we launched an operation we call Operation Spotlight. It's as old as probably a little over a year now. We are addressing corporations, as you were just mentioning, different factories. That has been part of the plan, although it's been hush-hush for a while. It's already been exposed. That's one way to do it, but you still have to consider the sealing of the border is part of the problem. So you seal the border and you address the illegal immigrants in terms of their occupations. You go there specifically, and eventually they have to come out. That's when you get nasty with them.
You can't talk about sealing the borders without, you know, talking about, you know, attacking these companies. Our biggest export in America is poverty to South America and to Central America through NAFTA, through GATT. They create these economies that just exploit these people.
Paul, let me say something to you. Do you understand the same people that like NAFTA and GATT are the ones that like the open borders? It is the jewel in their crown to not have borders and have a Pan-American Union, a Union of American States, and that's what's going on. And you can just keep saying it won't help. No, they're fighting tooth and nail to stop us from doing this, sir.
This nationalism, this idea that, you know, we've got to have these secret borders. It's not going to end anything.
The globalists want open borders. Okay, so the very people that love the Nike slaves and that love President Hu are the very ones that love what you're saying, man. Can't you figure that out?
I'm trying to figure it out, Alex. What I'm trying to make heads or tails out of is why you guys are sitting here proposing, you know, violence against violence, talking about shooting at the borders, talking about an open war.
Sir, put him on hold. We're being killed, okay? The police are being killed. People are being kidnapped. Rocket attacks, car bombs. I'm saying if foreign military attacks America, we should shoot back. Al Garza.
Well, that's correct. To sit back and just go along with the ride would not be the appropriate thing to do for America. You know, I share in his concerns, but it's obvious that we've got no other choices. Our options are minimal now, and the only obvious thing to do is into specific. You're talking about Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, Del Rio areas that are very dangerous, New Mexico as well. If you put your military out there and they play games with the military, we would return fire. And once you do that, you seize it. But we're not going to lay down, as Alex is saying, lay down on the mere fact and the guys are saying, well, you know, we shouldn't be doing that because that's war. Well, it is war. We are being invaded. When you're talking about millions of people penetrating our borders completely unannounced, it's nothing less to me than an invasion.
Go ahead, Paul.
You cannot talk about, you know, a police state coming down on America, talking about surveillance, talking about how they're watching us, and then play right into their hands by going out and having open warfare.
They don't want troops. Don't worry. Bush isn't going to put troops on it, and Hillary won't put troops on it. So you understand America is dying. It is not a police state to control your border. That's where the military and police are supposed to be.
That's correct.
Listen, I get pulled over in the middle of the country in Kansas, and they want to search my car, and they say, for Homeland Security, but they won't go do it on the border. you know, Al, I meant to let you go now, but do five more minutes on the other side.
I'd be happy to, Alex.
Okay. Paul, you want to stay there so you can finish up?
Sure.
I mean, Paul, I think you're emotional. You're not listening. People have said they plan to kill me and my family. Okay? I'm not racist. They're racist. I'm going to stand up against them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Al Garza, who was shot at in Vietnam as a Marine Corps member of the Marine Corps, just told you earlier in the last hour that he's been shot at repeatedly out peacefully on the border, videotaping the hordes of illegals pouring across from every nation you can imagine and simply calling the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol for 5 years has had a $200,000 bounty on their head. They get killed every year. Their cars are shot up by armored vehicles firing 50 calibers. And then we say that we should put the military down there to return fire when we're fired on by a foreign country. And the answer is we're evil, wanting to use weapons. If somebody comes to my house and is busting down the door to kill me and my family, I'm gonna go in the instant access pistol safe. I'm gonna pull out my handgun and I'm gonna deal with it. But that's a normal, natural, decent, fatherly response. That's normal. I'm not gelded. I haven't been castrated. And I don't know what to say. The Minutemen have been so controlled they don't even return fire. This has been in the news. They sit there with total self-control, letting foreign troops and drug dealers shoot at them. And then Paul calls in going, I'm an immigrant, so basically I'm with the immigrants. Let me tell you something. Bush hired a big fancy PR firm for his gubernatorial run, his presidential run. Fox used them for his presidential run. They're based up in Dallas. It was in the Dallas Morning News. They staged all of this. Evil, controlling globalists are sacrificing America on the altar of globalism. It's about a new world order, as the head of the Border Patrol Union said a few years ago on this show. So go ahead and finish up what you have to say, Paul. Did that go in one ear and out the other?
Never called you evil. I never said that you had evil intentions or anything like that. I just said that some of this violence against violence may be playing into their hands. I also said, not only am I an immigrant, but I'm also a veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces as well. I fought for this country, Alex. I fought for this country. I believe in a lot with what you say. Like I said, I'm a PrisonPlanet.com subscriber.
Well, thank you. So we've got to go fight with Saddam when he's done nothing, but then we've got to be running around letting our border be open, being attacked.
No, Alex, don't make this out to be, you know, that I'm trying to paint a double standard here. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of these people are coming across the border actually seeking a better opportunity. You know, a future in Guatemala or Mexico means that your daughter or son who's barely educated gets to go work at a shoe factory for 5 cents an hour.
Sure, I'm totally against it. I support Chavez having sovereignty. Don't agree with some of his politics. I support the people of Mexico getting control of their country and not being slaves. Al Garza?
Well, I agree with both of you. But, you know, again, you're talking about illegal immigration. And although we're a nation of immigrants, we're talking about illegal immigration. And then there's the subject of a product which America's developed an appetite for, and obviously that's the drugs. But still, all in all, you still need port of entry, you need people signing in and signing out, and you also, at this point in time, you've got to seal the border regardless. You seal the border at all costs, whatever it takes, whether it be a fence, a combination of a fence, better technology, troops, Border Patrol, whatever, but you must seal the border. Otherwise, you will continue with this problem, and it'll just get worse.
Look, you put 100 aircraft down there, you put a couple thousand armored vehicles down there, 10,000 troops, and the problem solved overnight.
That's correct. I was in combat in Vietnam, as you already know, Alex. I served in the Marine Corps with the 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, a very brave outfit. I was under good generals, good colonels, good leadership. I came out a sergeant from Vietnam, and I saw a battle every day. Not only that, 19 very famous operations. So I know combat when I see it. This is definitely a war. Not only an invasion, it's a war. These people have declared war upon us, and Alex is right. You must defend your property. If you don't defend your property, then you've been castrated. But I'll tell you something, as Alex indicated earlier, you must defend your family. If you defend your family, you must also, and in particular, people that have been in the service. You yourself, Paul, took an oath to serve and protect American citizens, and by the sounds of what you're saying, you're not very interested in so doing.
That's not true. I never said that I wasn't interested in serving my country or my family or anybody like that. What I am saying is that this violence is playing into the hands of this new world order that's...
And that's why they want more illegals here. That's why they want more here to get us all fighting with each other. Listen, sir, let me ask you. The globalists want open borders, okay? And you mentioned nationalism as if it's bad. Come on, man. The bad people, the big bad bankers that are gutting this country are behind this little Reconquista.
That's right.
Alex, it's not that nationalism is bad. It's not that patriotism is bad. It's just that it's misused. You know, there's a lot of broad brushstrokes being painted here.
Sure, I've been
One of the things that Al was talking about is 100% of these Mexicans that want to run over the country. Listen, man, I've been to some of these rallies. It's not about 100% of anything. These people just want an opportunity. All these people want to do is have a job that they can raise a family here in the U.S.
Let me pose a question. If they've got the nuts to go out there and protest in a foreign land, the way they've done so before, nonchalantly, and I thought that was very bold of them, very aggressive. Why don't they do it in Mexico? Maybe things would change.
They don't do it in Mexico. They'd be shot. They'd be persecuted. They do it in Mexico. They do it in Guatemala. They do it in Nicaragua. And,
Paul, I'm going to let you go because I'm just out of time. I got to let Mr. Garza go after one more call because I got some other news I got to cover.
Nice talking to you, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, you can call me back tomorrow and we can debate this more. Please do, sir. I respect you. I think you reasonably are disagreeing. I don't think you're looking at the big picture here. And listen, I've been to these rallies, especially the first 2 weeks of them. We saw it on TV. I mean, what would you say, Al Garza? They'd have maybe 90 foreign flags, every American flag, and then later they served out more, and then on their own website snickered that it was to fool the gringo.
Well, it was actually us, because at that point in time, the radios were just going berserk, and the media was just going berserk. They were biting on this, and I must have done about 25 shows all in a matter of hours, and obviously Chris was busy on the phone. Carmen Mercer was on the phone when we displayed our displeasure about what had happened. They double clutched. They figured, well, we better change our style here and change our plan. So we knew that would happen, but that also we also knew that America had woken up.
Yeah,
so it backfired on them.
You can't unring that bell. One final call from, well, maybe two quickly. BL in Texas, quickly, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got two things for Al Garza. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Al. Greatest respect for everything you're doing. My next-door neighbors are Mexicans from Mexico. They were amnestied back in the 90s. Now, they're decent, hard-working people, but 4 years ago, and I don't know how many times since, five Mexican soldiers showed up at their house and stayed 2 weeks. I know they were Mexican soldiers because they had bloused combat boots, high and tight white wall haircuts, and when I walked up behind them and shouted, "Atención," they jumped to attention. How much coercion and threats of people that are here legally now do you think the Mexicans are putting on them to forward their agenda?
Well, it's a very good question, and I've got an answer for you. Again, this is going back, and it's dated back decades. You're talking about, 30, 40, 50 years ongoing. People are coming into our country nonchalantly. Again, I like to use that word because that's what they do. They walk in here and they rip us apart and they move in, they buy a house, they buy cars, they're on welfare. A lot of them now, your next door neighbor may or may not be, and then, you know, but most of them are. And you're right. They have people coming in. A lot of them are going to be part of the, the Beta Zeta, or Zeta Beta, whatever they're called.
Yeah, La Zeta.
They're from that group. And specifically, retired military, people that are on the take in Mexico, they come in here and they, move in with families.
They're drug dealer enforcers. That's even been in the Texas papers.
Absolutely.
And I sit in front of illegal aliens every day at the store next door, watching them pay for food and stuff with Lone Star cards, and that's the state welfare card, boys and girls.
That's correct. Done all the time in Arizona, too. They can't speak English, but they're on welfare.
Well, Al, that was 4 years ago. These people are still afraid to talk about it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because they've been targeted as a special family to them that's going to cater to their needs, whatever those needs are, and they've got no other choice but to comply.
Okay,
yeah, it's just like the Chinese gangs have internal triad mafias now operating on everywhere, and they feed on their own people. BL, got to let you go, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Chris in Kentucky, and then that's it. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I'll make it really quick. Last night on a radio talk show, somebody from the legislature in Kentucky was talking about the illegal problem, and they were talking about, well, I think it'd be a good idea to have biometrics for everyone to condition them to get into the biometric system. And how far is this off?
Well, no, that's what they do. They're going to track and control Americans, but then the illegals aren't going to have to do it, Al.
Well, it's like everything else. Again, the rule of law is going to only apply to Americans. It's currently not applied to illegal aliens, and I don't think anything's going to change unless we continue pounding on them, and that's what we're going to continue doing.
Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to also say that the Thunder of a Loyal and the Derby festivities, it looks like we're going to have the military out here. They're going to have, like, checkpoints already. It's welcome to the New World Order.
Yeah, we have urban warfare drills and the military now marching around in Ohio and wherever else, quote, because of terrorism. Totally illegal, violation of posse comitatus. And then, meanwhile, they won't put troops on the border.
No, I just want to check the card and use TriMac, and, you know, make sure everybody's safe out here.
All right, Chris, I appreciate it. Al Garza, give us the website one more time for the Minuteman Project.
Minuteman, single word, HQ.com. Anything and everything you need is there.
MinutemanHQ.com, and what about a phone number?
Yeah, they can have mine, 520-559-2520.
When are you going to be in Texas so I can have you in studio?
I'm going to try to get up there next week, but I call you just before I make my plans, because plans change daily, as you well know now. So I'm going to try to get there sometime next week. I don't know what day exactly, but I will call you prior to that, and then maybe we can set something up.
Yeah, we got a red carpet for you here at the office. God bless you, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much, my friend Alex.
You bet. Take care. Al Garza, and that's the National Director of the Minutemen Project. Unbelievable. I said I'd play this. Here's a two-minute clip of that poor lady being drug out. While Bush is talking about free speech, she brings up the tyranny of the Chinese government, and this is what happens to her. And last time I heard, she's still in custody, probably going to be charged, they're saying, with intimidating a foreign official. So we're basically China. Here it is.
深化合作, 全面推进 21世纪 中美建设性合作关系。
I have come to enhance dialogues, expand common ground, deepen mutual trust and cooperation, and promote the all-round growth of constructive and cooperative China-U.S. relations in the 21st century.
中国人民对美国人民一向怀有友好感情。 1784年 美国的商船中国皇后号跨洋过海首航中国揭开了两国人民友好交往的序幕19世纪中叶数以万计的中国工人和美国人民一起 逢山开路，滴水架桥。
As President Hu speaks, what you're seeing in the right side of your screen clearly is a protester. Don't know what she's saying. She is speaking in Chinese clearly. She's in the middle of the press corps there, and unclear what her protest is all about, whether it is something to do with human rights issues in China. But we're obviously going to continue to watch this as the talk continues. Clearly, security making their way there right now.
At one point, she was saying in English, President Bush stopped him. We don't obviously know what she was saying in Chinese, but as you mentioned, protesters there. And some are taking heavy issue with human rights in China.
It looks like they may be taking it. You wonder about.
Oh, there they are. Yes, there's uniformed Secret Service there now, spiriting her away. Somehow, obviously, got into the compound with a press credential of some kind in the middle of the press corps there.
It took a while for them to get her.
It's a surprising amount of time, but you know, usually the press is kind of bottled up and put off in a corner and is not necessarily
the easiest.
Yeah, well, it can be a pack, as you can see there.
And a kind of an embarrassing moment, potentially, for the president.
I should say, amid the pomp and circumstance, a blemish, but let's continue to listen.
Now, there was a CNN clip, but the link went dead. I guess people that had it posted, their servers crashed. In fact, I wish we had that clip. I think we actually taped it here at the office, but that's another clip we got off the web where the reporter goes, oh, thank goodness they've stopped her. Oh, thank goodness. And reporters are grabbing at her mouth and trying to help shut her up. Oh, we're all good little Nazis here. But the point here is China is run by murdering killers who do kill dissidents and take their organs and do arrest Christians and do arrest Buddhists and do steal people's property and does incredibly horrible things. And our media acts like it's normal and okay. These people have killed more of their own citizens by far, tripling what Hitler did, killing more than 10 million than what the Soviets killed in Russia. And I've got other quotes and other TV clips where they've got a former Defense Department spokesman who's still on the payroll, obviously, going, very embarrassing. We've got a show where it's tough with stuff like this here. And then I heard local talk show host defending what happened to her, saying it's great and she's good and they hope they charge her. And what she said is the days of the Communist Party and its abuse of the Falun Gong are numbered. They spun that into, ooh, the president's days are numbered. She's threatening. Go ahead and start rolling the clip where I confronted Bush 4 years ago. No, this is 8 years ago. Excuse me. Go ahead and roll it.
But the victory will be more than just politics as far as I'm concerned. The victory will be an endorsement of a philosophy. I believe in my heart of hearts the victory in 1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug up. Laugh at it!
What's grabbing on? And they drag me out and almost break my arm and then drive me around for an hour and throw me out on the side of the highway. And they did the same thing to Alan Keyes when he was scheduled a Republican debate on the debate list. He'd made the grade getting enough votes in the polls. His numbers were high enough to be there, and they dropped him out in a crack-infested neighborhood. He almost got mugged. And you can watch that video. That was when he was Governor Bush. And by the way, that was a press conference. He was going to give a short speech and take a press conference, and they saw me in the front. They go up and announce, no questions. Bush does his speech. I had the pre-prepared speech from the governor's website. When it ended, I asked a question, and you saw what just happened. Then the paper reported he turned to one of his colleagues, and I'll tell you what he said when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Broadcast this week. Be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back on Monday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. But it was in the local papers that after they drug me out, everybody cheers. Bush said, that's the freedom we have in America and Texas. That's the freedom we have of speech. It's like a big joke. He snickered and laughed. You can't hear that on tape because the camera guy was videotaping me, but I had a handheld microphone. And they took it away from me and drug me out, and they walked out with my microphone with me. By the time you hear the cheering, I'm going out the front door with them with my arm behind my back with my fist cranked up to my neck, and they pushed me up against the wall, and boy, you're going down, and put me in the squad car and drove me around, and the governor's people came over the radio and just said, drive them around for a while and go to the cell phone. They called them back on the cell phone. But then Bush turns to, I believe it was Kaybelly Hutchinson at the time, turned to the senator and said, that's Alex Jones. He's the one who, as they're dragging me out before he makes his snide comment, that's the one who, and then whispers in her ear so we don't know that I'm the one who what's. But, yeah, America's always been about these people being accessible, especially at open events. It was open to the public, not just press. There were no press passes. They had a big press riser there, and all these reporters up front ready to ask questions, and all these DuPont photo-masking plant employees worshiping him. And he finishes up his speech, and they're clapping, and I bust in with, the globalists are selling out America. And what happened to me? I got drug off. Now, you'll have 500 Bush supporters on a public street, on the sidewalk, supporting him. One person with a sign saying they don't support Bush. They take him to jail, and they get 6 months in prison. And now they're talking about charging that lady with some type of terrorism charge. That asked his lordship and the butchering dictator next to him. Bush must really admire him. He gets to kill whoever he wants and take whoever's organs he wants and melt down their flesh for collagen for your rich wives. I mean, this is a nightmare. Think about what we're dealing with. We're totally in bed with these criminals. This talk show host yesterday here locally kept going on another station. He kept going, well, we're in bed with them. We got to do it. We got to show them we're tough. In bed with them, we're being raped by the commies, by the communist Chinese. I'm going to close out the broadcast here with a lavish plug for my videos. I really hope that you won't procrastinate, that you'll think about how important this information is, how effective my films and other films and books we carry are at waking people up, the power of you, the listeners, getting the hard copy DVDs or VHS tapes, making copies of them, burning copies of them. One time I got a snail mail letter going, burn copies? That's for people that don't have computers, that's a term of making copies on a computer. And getting them out to folks. If you already have my videos, make copies, keep making copies. So if the globalists carry out more terror attacks, more people will know who was behind it. We could easily be in a situation soon where there's not even free media anymore. There could be another terror attack any time. It's so important to strike while the iron's hot and to wake people up now. We got discounts on my films as low as $5.95 a piece when you get multiple copies. Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Order of Death. I carry a lot of other great books and videos that are up on the website. A lot of big specials that you need to take advantage of. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at the video and bookstore. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, my new film in a month or so will be up there. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, video interviews here in studio. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. There's some big discounts there, some special packages. Take advantage of those. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That was quite a show today. And I'm going to terminate this transmission in about 15 seconds and get to work editing a new video we're making, doing other radio interviews, and spending some time with my family this weekend. I hope you do the same and count the cost and think about your children and join us in the fight against the New World Order and come in for the big win. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.